This would be the Art Drysdale gardening vignette entitled Sweet Potato Book. 3, 2, 1. Are you looking for a gift for a gardening friend who loves to grow vegetables? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale with an unusual suggestion after this. 3, 2, 1. Ken Allen's 1998 book, Sweet Potatoes for the Home Garden, with special techniques for northern growers, is the only book of its kind. To give you a sample of what you'll find, here are excerpts from two introductory pages, and I'm quoting. The eccentric sweet potato demands that it be treated differently than any other garden vegetable. But if you're willing to be accommodating, sweet potatoes are not difficult to grow. After harvest, if you do right by them, they maintain superb quality in storage for 8 months to a year. And despite their tropical origin, sweet potatoes can be grown just about anywhere that one can ripen tomatoes. Some vegetables taste the same whether you buy them or grow your own. There are many vegetables, however, that are clearly superior when grown in the home garden. The reasons for this tend to be specific to the vegetable. Tomato varieties, which are best for flavor, are not grown commercially. Cantaloupes have to be vine-ripened for melty, fruity flavor. Harvest timing is critical for peas. Minimum time from the garden to the table is very important for corn and for new potatoes. And sweet potatoes are mistreated by the retail system. End of quote. Ken Allen's book is 204 pages in a 21.5 by 13.5 centimeter, 8.5 by 5.5 inch format. There are a good number of black and white photos, and the front and back covers have color photos. You may obtain a copy by writing to Wingate, W-I-N-G-A-T-E, at NBnet, N-B as in New Brunswick, net, dot, N-B, dot, C-A. Wingate at NBnet.nb.ca.